It's the Rob Carson Show. Are you ready to be pod-smacked? Now, here's Rob Carson.
Hello and welcome to, I guess, what would be considered episode 149 of the Rob Carson Show podcast. Broadcasting on two deplorable websites tonight. Literally two deplorable websites that I've been following all weekend long. And getting your comments on, by the way. One created by a wonderful person named Lori, and another one by Dennis. A combined followership of about 60,000 folks. For those of you who have not tuned in before, my name is Rob Carson. I am a talk show host, video and audio podcaster. Also, I've written for Rush Limbaugh for the last, since about 1990. Was a kid right out of college. So what I wanted to do was talk to you tonight a little bit about Charlottesville. Charlottesville has been the top of the news tonight. And I think that after we've had the chance to digest it a bit, we might realize, well, there's some things involved in this event that we fail to realize. It is being cast as a white supremacist rally, which originally it was, by the way, originally a white supremacist rally. Don't get me wrong. The alt-right Nazis and all this, they had applied for a permit and they had given permission to talk in Charlottesville. And they did. And what they said is despicable. On Friday, they had a rally which involved torches. And it was despicable. Despicable. There were white supremacists there. There were Nazis there. There were militia members who showed up to defend them, who took no side. They showed up and they were carrying because they can carry. I can see where that would be perceived as threatening to the anti-gun crowd. They had every right to protest. They suck. I hate them. Don't get me wrong. They suck. They were there in Charlottesville, stop the destruction of a Robert E. Lee monument. Okay, so that was what was going on. It had a bunch of unsavory types. And listen, I don't know where you are about Confederate monuments. My father was a Confederate war junkie. I certainly disagree with what happened with the Confederacy as far as their supporting of slavery. Yes. As far as them wanting to leave the Union for a states' rights issue. There have been times that I've said, yeah, I'd move to Texas if they decided to pull out. If they decided to pull out, I would. I'm going to add another website real quick here to another Facebook page, if you will, to the broadcast. And if you have comments, please keep them coming live. If you want to talk a little bit about what's going on in Charlottesville, I've got some audio I'm going to share with you from the people who are involved, including the mayor of Charlottesville, who's had some very offensive and awful, stupid things. Donald Trump talking about yesterday at a presser what happened in Charlottesville. The media attacking the president. I'll share some audio on that. I'm going to go ahead and add robcarsonshow.com. Here we are. Talking about Charlottesville. So I'm going live right now on Rob Carson Show. The First Amendment is there because unpopular opinions need to be protected. That's it. It's easy to support the populist stuff. It is terribly easy to support the populist stuff. It is really, really tough to support the negative stuff, the bad stuff. I hate white supremacists. I really do. They suck. You know who else I hate? I hate flag burners. I hate flag burners. I hate people who burn the American flag. You know what I say about that? Don't pay any attention to them. Same way with these dipwads, white supremacists who show up. And I think that there is a need to witness history. I also believe that this conflict between the North and the South, it was epic. It was gigantic. It was personal. It was very personal. Brothers fighting brothers. It wasn't all about slavery. And I think it needs to be recognized. Do Confederates like Robert E. Lee need to be recognized or memorialized? I'll leave that up to you. I will leave that up to you. Hi, Ryan. Hello. Welcome to the show. Donald Trump had a couple of comments yesterday in Charlottesville, and I want to play the one that's caused the most consternation, if you will. Here is Donald Trump yesterday. I'm going to explain why so many are having trouble with this and why I don't. Here he is yesterday, getting ready to sign a VA bill, and then also talking about Charlottesville and what happened this weekend.
Strongest possible terms. This we condemn in the strongest possible terms. This egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. On many sides. It's been going on for a long
time. Now, that was the problem. That was the problem with many on the left. They didn't want to condemn the actions of the Antifa, or whatever the hell they're called, BLM, Black Lives Matter. They wanted to immediately condemn the actions of the alt-right groups who were there. And listen, I get it. Ultimately, it culminated in a man who was mentally ill. He was mentally ill, driving down a street and hitting a bunch of Antifa protesters. Disgusting, horrible, awful terrorism. That's what it is. It's terrorism. What they failed to mention was that the despicable, and they are, white supremacists who showed up to protest and had a permit and the whole deal weren't there to be violent. They showed up, and then the Antifa was bussed in like they always are, and the Antifa, and they are a violent mob, brought their pepper spray, and they brought their baseball bats and all that stuff. And they've been doing this stuff for a very long time. They started showing up at Trump rallies while Donald Trump was running for president and stirring things up. The day of Donald Trump's election, there was vandalism. There was violence. The Antifa, even though they use fascistic methods to deliver their methods, they call themselves the Antifa, meaning anti-fascist, which is stupid, to be quite honest. But that's what they call themselves, the Antifa. So the Antifa shows up at this rally. And I don't blame people for counter-protesting. I mean, listen, it's disgusting. Again, the white supremacists and whatnot who showed up in Charlottesville. I can understand protesting the removal of a Confederate monument if your great 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 grandfather fought for the Confederacy and was not a slave owner. I can understand your support of that individual. And you may hate me for this. I don't care. But the Antifa shows up like they always do. And by the way, this is a thing I have a real problem with. Antifa protests are never called anti-fascist or violent or whatever. They're always called anti-Trump protests. That's what they're always called. They're just called anti-Trump protests. Yesterday, this group, and again, I'll tell you, I think they're despicable, who showed up on Friday to protest the removal of the General Lee monument. I think they're despicable people. The Antifa showed up to violently resist that. And listen, would I like to punch a neo-Nazi in the face? Hell yes. It's not how we operate in this country. It's a little more from the president's presser yesterday.
Time in our country. Not Donald Trump, not Barack Obama. It's been going on for a long, long time.
Yeah. There's been division in this country for a very long, long time. It always has been there. With regard to the Antifa, with regard to the alt-right movement in this country, I'd like to say the more you ignore them, the better we are because of it. Ignore them. They're a small percentage of people. I know, it's troubling because we're so divided. And it's also troubling because some opportunistic people, politicians particularly, want to blame this on the current president of the United States. And you know, I've told you this before. Donald Trump, he was not my first choice. But I think he's doing a bang-up job. I think he's doing a good job as a president. And I don't think he's a racist, and I wouldn't have voted for him. I wouldn't have voted for him if he was a racist or a Nazi. Here is Donald Trump in 2000, talking about David Duke and the Reform Party that he decided to be a part of. The Reform Party disappeared pretty quickly, but here's Donald Trump, his first rebuke of white supremacy.
When you say the party is self-destructing, what do you see as the biggest problem with the Reform?
Talking to Matt Lauer, by the way.
Party right now.
Well, you've got David Duke just joined, a bigot, a racist, a problem. I mean, this is not exactly the people you want in your party.
Wow. Imagine that. Many people are saying that Donald Trump invited them to the party, invited them to be a part of it during the campaign. If I would have detected any of that, I would have not voted for Donald Trump. I'm not a racist. I don't like to be called racist. I like the ideas that Donald Trump espoused as far as inner cities cutting crime. Is there something wrong with that? is there something racist and awful about that? I wouldn't have voted for Donald Trump if I thought it was a neo-Nazi. Or if I thought he was some sort of a racist, or I thought he was an anti-Semite. It's a load of crap. It's a load of crap. When it comes to the left, when you're losing an argument, what do? You shout racism, sexism, homophobia, anti-Semitism, and all that stuff. And unfortunately, that's generally the viewpoint of a lot of people in the Democrat Party on the left. They already are there. Mayor of Charlottesville, Michael Signer. I mean, Charlottesville's a very left-leaning town. And he reacted, I guess this happened earlier today, which is Sunday, by the way, to Donald Trump's admonition of white supremacy and violence on both sides, by the way, on both sides. And he, of course, immediately made it political. Here is a little bit from the despicable political mayor of Charlottesville.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms.
Well, that'd be Donald Trump. That'd be Donald Trump. Hold on, let me find it. Let me find it. Hold on, I got it right here. Let me see. Maybe I didn't send it. I apologize for the unprofessionalism, but I will send it to myself immediately. Hold on. The mayor of Charlottesville essentially blamed the whole deal on Donald Trump. I was disgusted by it. Hold on. Mayor. And let me just add this, and I'll play in a second. I apologize. I need to send it to myself. So, here we are. I'm going to send it real quick here. We can hear from the mayor of Charlottesville. Not very cool. In fact, I always have a real problem with politicians who make things immediately political. A lot of the times you hear this with regard to shootings. You know, when you see shootings. And immediately, like, for instance, Terry McAuliffe, mayor of governor of Virginia, immediately after the shootings in Alexandria of five Republicans, immediately made it political about gun control, as he did today, or as he did Sunday, with regard to this this event and the alt-right. But anyway, they always do. And it's remarkable to me because you need to let the bodies cool before you shoot your stupid mouth off. Here's the mayor of Charlottesville.
You said you place blame for these terrifying events, quote, right at the doorstep of the White House and the people around the president, unquote. That's a very strong charge to level. Why do you think the president...
It's Jake Tapper, by the way.
...himself bears responsibility?
Well, look at the campaign he ran. I mean, look at the intentional courting, both on the one hand of all these... white supremacist, white nationalist group.
I didn't hear that during the camp. Did you hear that during the campaign? I didn't hear him courting white nationalists.
Group like that, anti-Semitic groups.
I didn't hear that either. If I would have known that, and I'm pretty astute politically, I would have immediately said, I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump. He is a neo-Nazi. He is a whatever. Todd Barnhart. Hello, Barry. How are you? Welcome to the show. I wouldn't have voted for him.
And then look, on the other hand, the repeated failure to step up, condemn, denounce, silence, you know, put to bed all those different efforts, just like we saw yesterday. I mean, this is not hard.
Now, just real quick. Barack Obama started off his presidency saying that the police acted stupidly with regard to a professor friend of his. And then he had a beer summit. Barack Obama presided over the rise of Black Lives Matter without evidence, okay? For instance, in Missouri, Michael Brown. Officer was exonerated because Michael Brown was a big fat thug who was really high and went after the police officer. Black Lives Matter grew from that lie. The president never said a damn thing. In fact, he even encouraged Black Lives Matter to come to the White House. Barack Obama also presided over, hello, Rob Vota, presided over the assassination of police officers in Dallas and New York and other cities. That grew from that. So if you're going to blame Donald Trump for what happened in Charlottesville, then let's blame Barack Obama for the violence against police officers and the murders. Charlottesville, you got a guy who was 20 years old. He was unhinged. He was nut. He was a nutbag. And he drove into a crowd in Alexandria a month and a half ago. An unhinged nutbag Bernie Sanders supporter went to a baseball practice field and shot up some Republicans. All right? As far as political blame is concerned, I would say that Barack Obama is more responsible for the violence against police than Donald Trump, 8 months in office, being responsible for what happened in Charlottesville. Little more from the Charlottesville mayor, who is an irresponsible douchebag.
There's two words that need to be said over and over again: domestic terrorism and white supremacy. That is exactly what we saw on display this weekend, and we just aren't seeing leadership from the White House. We certainly are going to see leadership from cities like Charlottesville, from mayors, from leaders.
Where have you been when it comes to Black Lives Matter? Where have you been with the Antifa? Where have you been with urine bombs and fecal bombs and mace at police officers, with Black Lives Matter, with Occupy, with the Antifa? Where in the F have you been? Where have you been? It only matters when Donald Trump is the president and somehow you can tie him into this. It's completely irrational. And you know what? It really effing pisses me off, to be quite honest. Because I wouldn't have voted for a white supremacist or an anti-Semite. And I do not believe the president is either of those. I do feel, however, that there are those in the country who are willing to pin everything on Donald Trump. Pin everything on Donald Trump. Here's a little more from the mayor of Charlottesville.
All around the country, left and right, Republicans and Democrats, if there's an issue that can unite this country, that this can be a turning point for this democracy. I think it just happened right now this weekend in Charlottesville.
Why didn't the turning point happen in D.C. when the Antifa was burning limousines and police cars? Why wasn't the turning point when Black Lives Matter was looting stores? Why didn't it happen there? This is the crisis, this singular event.
You know, to be honest, it doesn't matter much to me whether he's already on the sidelines, I think, of so many issues, but the country
really
is going to move ahead. This will be a turning point for the country to overcome this stuff, just like we've overcome these challenges in our past. And I think it's happening right now as we speak.
Okay. Gobbledygook. Just gobbledygook. Nonsense, falderall. There are a few words that I could come up with. but it's nonsense. And again, for those of you who are, Republicans who supported this president, it's an insult to you because you're not racist. Before we continue, I'd like to tell you about a couple of sponsors of the show. Dr. Alex Nelson, chiropractor in Kansas City. If you're in Kansas City, I'm going to tell you, chiropractic has changed my life. It's helped me in so many ways. And I was a traditional medicine person for the longest time. And listen, I still get it. I get it. But then my sciatic kicked in, where the nerve would get pinched in my lower back and it'd be so agonizingly painful, my wife would have to lift me out of bed. Unbelievable. Decompression for herniated low back discs saved me, thanks to chiropractic. Saved me with regard to compressed discs in my neck. You got neck pain, back pain, low back pain, shoulder pain? Why don't you consider talking to Dr. Alex Nelson? Alex Nelson, fountainoflifechiro.com, fountainoflifechiro.com. If you're in KC, 816-741-4711, 816-741-4711, 816-741-4711. You see that? Okay. Give him a call. Tell him you heard it on the podcast. Bless you. I'd appreciate it. Also, grassmonsterskc.com. If you want a zero-turning radius, American-made, badass mother effing lawnmower. As my phone rings, I'm going to go ahead and cancel that. You might consider a Hustler made in Kansas or a Dixie Chopper made in Indiana. These are residential and commercial mowers, and they kick butt. Like the Hustler Raptor Limited 3-year, no hour limit, up to a 52-inch cutting deck. High horsepower, high capacity. Ride like a dream, ladies and gentlemen. GrassMonstersKC.com, GrassMonstersKC.com, 5520 Raytown Road, Raytown, Mo. All right. Donald Trump has released a new ad. And then Donald Trump has a lot of enemies. He has a lot of people who are trying to kill his administration. You've got Maxine Waters, Mad Max Waters. And I got to tell you, there are some very positive signs. And the more positive signs we see from this president with regard to the economy, jobs, etc., the louder the caterwauling and the distraction are going to come from the left. That's the way it is. That's what's happening. The more that he succeeds, the more bananas they're going to go. That's just the way it is. Barack Obama was in office for 8 years. Never had an economy above, a GDP above 1%. Donald Trump's come in, last quarter, 2.6. Great things are happening. But you've got people who are trying to literally remove him from office. Literally remove him from office. You got Maxine Waters wanting to impeach him for things he did before he was elected. She's so bat crap crazy. And while things are not ideal for me, I do not have full-time employment. I'm doing this podcast, trying to get get it going, innovating. If you'd like to invest in it, please write me, carsonontheradio@gmail.com, carsonontheradio@gmail.com. I want to continue this and make it bigger, and make it bigger. I think some great things are happening for the country right now. And Donald Trump is saying some things I want to hear. Donald Trump has shut down illegal immigration by 70% with policy. Not by building a wall. Didn't even need to build a wall. Just sent the signal out. You want to come here, you got to go the right way. You got to do it the right way. If you don't do it the right way, hasta la vista, baby. American companies coming back. The possibility of reducing the corporate income tax and individual income tax. Regulation being shredded. I love that. The fossil fuel industry being unleashed. Positive things. And the more positive they get, the louder the cries to remove him from office are going to get, because he's showing them it can succeed. Same thing happened with Ronald Reagan. Here's the new PSA from Donald Trump with regard to his enemies and his successes.
Democrats obstructing, the media attacking our president, career politicians standing in the way of success. But President Trump's plan is working. 1 million jobs created, more Americans working than ever before, unemployment lowest since 2001, the stock market all-time record highs, the strongest military in decades. The president's enemies don't want him to succeed, but Americans are saying, let President Trump do his job.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
All right. Like I said, the caterwauling is going to get louder. As the successes grow, as the GDP grows, as the unemployment rate lowers, the lowest unemployment rate, nearly 0% since 2001. Amazing things are going to happen, and the criticism is going to get bigger. All right, I'm going to go for tonight. I've enjoyed this half hour with you. If you get a chance to check out my audio podcast on iTunes at Rob Carson Show, iTunes at Rob Carson Show, I not only do a daily one-hour podcast, I do things called audio blogs, and I do occasionally a newscast called What's Going On? What in the world is going on? So you can check that as well, all right? Again, please, if you would, iTunes.com, Rob Carson Show. I'm on Facebook at Rob Carson Show. I'm on Twitter at Rob Carson. In the meantime, have a glorious evening. God bless you guys for watching and listening, and we will see you again tomorrow. Again, iTunes.com, Rob Carson Show.
Thanks for listening to The Rob Carson Show. Friend him on Facebook at Carson Show, on Twitter at Rob Carson, and on Instagram, I think Facebook and Twitter are enough for now. We'll see you soon.